Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. You know, folks, one of the most interesting dynamics that's going on in the marketplace now and has been for a while is the interaction among generations. And I've been around long enough now to know to have seen quite a few of those over the years, quite a few shifts in generations and one emerging and one departing and the process that goes on while all that's going on. And I've seen a lot of this now, and the one that we've got right now going on is the most interesting of all. And somebody who's an expert in that is our good buddy Michael R. Mutzel, Mike Mutzel. And he's an expert in this area because he's written a book that I've been telling you about for a long time. They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. And he's our good friend Mike. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Thanks again for having me.
It's good to have you back. So it's not just Generation X now. It's Gen Y too, right?
Absolutely. You know,
when you and I started talking about this, the Gen Ys were you know, they were still blowing bubble gum bubbles, you know, and going to the mall. Now they're in the workplace.
Yeah, they're no longer at the drive-through window, man. They're at the desk next to us.
Your book says they're not aloof, just Generation X. You know, some people might say, well, aloof wasn't the word I was looking for. Maybe rude is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, and let's make sure the listeners understand. I'm 53 years old, you know. So most of the folks that do what I do, speaking on the generations, are much younger. They kind of see me as their grandfather advocate, you know.
Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this because I employed Gen X's too. And let me say this, you know, they're major contributors to our company. I mean, I rely on them for so many things that you know, of especially the new technologies and some of the new things that are going on in the marketplace. We you know, we use their perspectives very, very much. They contribute a lot. But here's something that's interesting to me, Mike. When I came up when I was the equivalent of the Gen X, you know, I was raised by, trained by, my mentors were people who were the GI generation, or the, you know, or maybe a little bit younger, some of them, but a lot of them were the GI generation. And I learned what they knew. What my success depended on me getting out of their heads what they had in their head, and blending it with what I knew and with how things were at the time. There wasn't this big disparity among generations in those days, in my opinion, not in the workplace, as much as there is right now. What do you think?
You know, it's really funny you would say that. You know, probably 70% of the clients that call me in, they've got issues with turnover or extremely poor engagement numbers. You know, and the turnover figures and let's just set the record straight quickly for the listeners again. You know, Gen X are those folks that work for us that are maybe in their late 20s, 28 through 43, and then you have that Gen Y.
Gen X is as old as 43?
Yeah, now.
Okay.
Yeah, when you and I started, they were 38 talking about this subject. And Gen Y is early adolescence, 11 or 12 through 27. But to your point, you know, I used to get called in and talk about turnover because employees under the age of 45 are still changing jobs increasingly, not just 36 months the way it was when we started this dialogue, Jim, but now in many major markets, every 28 months they're changing jobs. Mm-hmm. But I used to get called in regarding turnover, you know, and now I was just in an interview and doing some work with the Southern companies, Georgia Power over here in Atlanta, and, you know, their issue is information transfer in the workplace between the generations, and they've got boomers exiting the workplace. And the boomers think that the insubordinate, rude younger generations, they're not willing to share the information, and the younger generations, consequently, you know, they really don't have any interest in learning from their elders, and I
that's
say that term
thing.
Metaphorically.
Yeah.
Either, you know, and it's a new dynamic that's in the workplace that was never there before.
Well, see, that's what, and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to bring this up. And this is when we come, we're going to take a break in a few seconds. And when we come back, I want to expand on this a little bit. But here's the question. The Gen X and Gen Y, they know things about social media, about you know, various things. They know things that our older, that the older generation, folks like you and me, Mike, that we want that information, and we're getting it from them. We're asking them for that information. I'm doing it with my employees, but here's the thing that's that I don't understand. They're not necessarily interested in what I know. They don't necessarily want to learn what I know. And I think that's where the disconnect is in this group from the last time. We're going to talk about this some more after these messages with our friend, Mike Mitchell. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com, askjim.biz, and jimsblog.biz. First one is our mothership. The second one is our knowledge base. And the third one is my blog, of course. But if you just get to smallbusinessadvocate.com or jimblasingame.com, either one of those, if you can't remember the other one, and get there and you can find the blog, you can find the knowledge base, you can find the archives of the past shows we've done, including the ones we're doing today. The ones we're doing right now will be up a little bit later in the day. You can go back and listen to them again. You can podcast them. You can stream them, whatever you like. We've got lots of different capability. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Mike Mitchell is our guest. Mike is Michael R. Mutzel, M-U-E-T-Z-E-L, is the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. And we're talking about the generations. Mike, as we went to the break, I was saying that the thing that seems to me is that the older generations, of which you and I are now part of that older generation, we want to learn what the younger generations know, because they know things about social media. They know things about how to use some of the new technologies. That, even though I'm pretty technologically savvy, you know, they've got perspectives on the marketplace that I want to know about. And so I'm asking them more than my mentors asked me. I'm asking them about things. I'm getting their input. But whereas in when I was 25 years old, I was a sponge for whatever my mentors could tell me. I know I wanted to know what they knew, even though some of the stuff that they were telling me I knew was old and that it was going to be changing with my generation. I still wanted to know their perspective, their wisdom. That kind of give and take isn't necessarily going on right now. And I think that's a mistake. I think that's something that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. And, you know, you hear this buzzword, silos in organizations, you know, these little territorial barriers that go up. And
it used to be by department, didn't it? Now it's by generation, isn't it?
Yeah, it used to be by department, and now you're seeing it by age group and generations. And, you know, one of the understandable dynamics, I guess, but maybe a little surprising, is that when organizations try and change, more often than not, the silos go up because people have anxieties about change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the big advantages of the small businessman is their flexibility and their ability to attack niches. And so their most successful small businesses, would you agree, are almost live in a state of change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's no question about it.
And so for them, even if you have 6 employees or 8 employees or 4 employees, you know, you may have these silos start to develop. And they're predicated, I think, originally, you know, in trust. And right or wrong, and it's not really right or wrong, but the absolute difference is that the younger generations have no trust in senior management. You know, in excess of 50% of all employees don't trust senior management.
Why is that? Why do you think that is? Do we know why?
Yeah, I think the reasons, once you understand the research, are pretty clear. And I'm not being condescending. I'm saying it's just interesting. You know, in the 1980s, when these folks that are in their 30s now were teenagers, it was the decade of the layoff, you know.
Right.
So you had the size of Generation X is some 42, 43 million. You know, IBM, AT&T, and General Motors, those three companies laid off 3.8 million workers in the 80s alone. So everybody had a relative that was affected by a layoff or an LBO or downsizing. And now as they've moved into the workforce, you find the same dynamics, but they have different names. You know, now it's people losing their jobs to outsourcing. Mm-hmm. Or my Uncle John worked 20 years.
But you know what? You know,
Motors.
But you know what, though, Mike? You know what Mike's comment is? Welcome to the 21st century. Grow up and deal with reality.
Well, and I think that
you know, at some point in time, we got to quit whining and deal with reality.
Yeah, and I was
things like that just kind of irritate me. I mean, you know, it wasn't a cakewalk when I was coming up either.
No. And my pain on it is a little bit different than yours. You know, I wouldn't suggest that it's whining, but the value system is now where I need to look out for myself first, and that's where the loyalty issues and come from. So I might submit to you, albeit humbly, because you're a really famous, important guy, Jim. You know, but humbly I would submit that they are dealing with it, but they're dealing with it by saying, you know, where I used to have undying loyalty and trust in my manager.
And respect.
I need to look out
for myself. But you respected them because they knew something you didn't know, and they'd accomplished something you hadn't accomplished. And so, anyway, I just wonder about that. You know, another thing that concerns me is there's so much social networking going on, right? There's a lot of that going on, right?
Well, and I think we need
don't,
to
don't you
that
do you agree do you agree no, that there's
question,
a lot of social
no
networking going on?
Yeah, and I use them all, man.
Isn't that Facebook, but Twitter, isn't at Twitter. Some point in time when does that quit being when is that the enemy of productivity?
Well, you know, let me suggest this to you. To your earlier comment, quit whining and deal with it. You know, that might be my comment to senior management, but let me give you a way that can be done. You know, historically, we would, if you're looking for employees, just as to pick an example out of the air, you know, we would put those in the newspaper or find placement agencies or headhunters that would help us.
Right.
You know, I was recently working with an organization, it's a major publication, and I was talking to the publisher, you know, and I said, well, how did you two find each other, you know, you and this organization? He got the lead for that job off of Craigslist.
But see, I'm not talking about looking for a job. I'm talking about day-to-day communications. I asked my employees who were some of them are in the, you know, in their 20s. I said, "Am I correct when I say that there's an awful lot of the day spent networking back and forth among friends on the internet?" And they said that you are correct.
Well, and to your point, you know, if you're going to deal with it, even small businesses need to be active in the trade blogs and Facebook and LinkedIn.
Yep.
You know, so let's take it and use it as a tool to grow our business.
Hold on to that thought, but somebody's got to sell something, Mike. We got to quit networking, and just for the sake of networking. Somebody's got to sell something. Somebody's got to make something. It's 10 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be okay, folks. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little John Cougar Mellencamp bringing us back. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. Mike Mitchell is our guest. His book is They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. Mike, tell us where we can find your book and how we can find you online.
The easiest way is unlockthemysteries.com, www.unlockthemysteries.com. Or, of course, you can get the book on Amazon just by putting my name in or They're Not Aloof. We'll get you there, too.
All right, and that's Mutzel, Michael R. Mutzel. Okay, Mike, bring me down off the ledge here. I'm trying to work this out, but I still say, Mike, I've been saying this for a long time, that the older generations need to be more understanding of the younger generations and actually benefit from them. See, we can benefit from the younger generations, from what they know, more than the older guys could benefit from me when I was coming up. See, that's the thing. I didn't come to the marketplace with a lot of information. I had some potential. I had energy. I had, you know, maybe some brain power that I could be trained into what I became. But the young people today have things that they bring to the table that we need to take advantage of.
Yeah, but I also say,
Mike, that and I've been saying this to you for a long time, that the younger generation needs to realize that we're not just holding a place to, you know, and waiting to retire. We've got some things to offer too.
Yeah, and I, you know, we've got a lot of subjects on the plate here, and we're out of time just about. But let me suggest to the listeners that if you're not aware of Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Craigslist, these are some things that maybe you want to be aware of, and they're tremendous.
Right,
networking, they are. And you said sell something. Let me give you an example. Every time I write an article that goes on ezinearticles.com, it automatically goes to my Twitter account, and everybody that's connected to me on Twitter gets an email saying, we just published
a
new
great
article. Go to his website and check
it out.
It's
a great lever. We use it here in this business.
And it's free.
Yeah.
I mean, all small businesses would love to grow their clientele for free, you know?
That's right. No, I agree. The social media technology is not lost on me. But I guess what I'm getting at, though, is when we're working, we need to be using it for work and not for visiting.
Well, and I think the goal is to establish the way you break down the silos is to have common mission, you know, and rather than my way or the highway, even putting two or three boomers or a traditionalist or a GI in a three or four person task force, asking them to work together on a mission centric product. Give us one way we can sustain a long-term competitive advantage wrapped around the mission of the company where that little task force is working together. You know, when you have two or three people together where they have to save face and come up with a solution or have an opportunity to actually work together to improve or reset the direction of the organization, even in a small business, I think you'll find those silos will start to diminish, and at that point, I think you'll find more feedback from, more receptiveness to the feedback from the boomer back to the Gen X or the Gen Y.
Mm-hmm.
But the vehicles have to be a little bit different. You know, we've always talked, it's not right or wrong, you know, it's just a different world, and how do we accept these changing characteristics and use them to our advantage? And, you know, your listeners have been so creative to make it. I mean, if you're a small business and you're making it, you know, hallelujah, congratulations, you've put yourself way above the norm. We're just asking that you take that same creativity that put you where you were and use it to channel the energies and the values and the characteristics of these generations to a common mission, which is your betterment. And if you get out of the micromanagement, it gives you more time to what you need to do anyway, and that's set the direction of the company and be the boss.
There's never, though, the potential for tension between the generations is as high as I've ever seen it, but at the same time, the potential for benefit for the two generations working together has never been as high because of all of the new stuff, the new information, the new capability, the new talent that the younger generations are bringing to the marketplace that my generation didn't bring.
So if you're a small business, do you really have a clearly defined mission, and can you communicate that mission and be a mission-centric organization? And maybe it's service, maybe it's quality, whatever it turns out to be. But I think we've got to find a middle ground between the two silos that is acceptable to both. And I think you'll find that Gen X and Gen Y are much more mission-driven than potentially profit-driven or getting the corner office or having the fancy car kind of driven. So organizations that can truly establish a mission and then start to use the mission in their interviews, their orientations, their evaluations, so on, is a way to break down those silos. And you'll find, you know, the generation's more receptive to the great things the boomers had to offer.
Hey, Mike, good job. Thanks today for doing this today. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Mike Musil, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.